Since we've been talking about things which, or we're going to be talking about things which have got inherent risk and hazards associated with them, we thought we would invite onto the programme someone called Joel Veitch. And Joel actually is from the website rathergood.com. And Joel, it's interesting because you wrote to New Scientist last year and said that you're a bit concerned about all these measures of things, how we quantify hazards and risks and things. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, yeah, I did notice that people were starting to talk about nanohazards and whether there should be warning signs for them, that sort of thing. And it struck me that really no one had really defined what a nanohazard actually is, because it turns out there is no SI unit for the measurement of hazard. So an SI unit is a, you know, like a meter is an SI unit of length, for example.
So what are you proposing?
Well, I had a look into the statistics, because without statistics, science is nothing. And I thought, well, really what we should do is we should find something which poses a decent amount of hazard to a large number of people. So having looked through, I realised that curtains, which are something that, of course, most people are exposed to on an almost daily basis.
What sort of curtains did you have in mind, then?
Actually, it's non-specific. It's any kind of curtain. So if you have curtains in the home, then this is a hazard which applies to you, obviously. Looking at the statistics for 2002, they actually caused 4,080 injuries in 1 year.
So what, people closing them, opening them? This is a classic joke when someone goes to the doctor and says, doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains. The doctor says, pull yourself together. I mean, this is what I'd like to say to whoever did this survey.
It doesn't specify the kinds of injuries. I mean, one can only guess, but it does specify an awful lot of other things which can cause injuries, and I hate to imagine what those injuries might be.
Well, and I had a look at the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents' website, in which they publish some of these details. Not surprisingly, building and DIY causes about 1 million accidents a year nationally. But then I had to look further down. I mean, looking at this, bread bins are absolutely lethal. 185 people a year are injuring themselves on bread bins. We need some kind of warning and regulation on bread bins.
It's true. We should. And interestingly, having another look through there, you'll see that some things which you would have thought would be inherently evil are in fact quite benign.
Well, compasses and dividers. I mean, a compass, you know, nice big pointy spikes in it, the kind of thing teachers would love to ban from classrooms. Zero accidents last year. We need people injuring themselves with these things so we get them banned.
That's right. And a mincer. One accident with a mincer. And again with a mangle.
Well, paper clips apparently caused 62 injuries last year, which is devastating. Maybe we should ban those.
Maybe we should. I've never found them terrifying myself, but, you know.
But returning to the sort of curtain issue,
yes.
What did you propose that we should do as in terms of coming up with some kind of nomenclature and unit of risk then?
Well, yeah, assuming that we actually need a unit for the measurement of hazardicity, or risk as we could say, I would say that the risk posed by a curtain over 1 year, being substantial as we now know, should be the unit of measurement. So one curtain would be that amount of risk, and then we could measure the risk posed by other things in relation to their hazardicity compared to curtains.
So building and DIY would be like a mega curtain.
Yeah, or possibly even a giga curtain. I mean, depending on.
So, do you remember when you used to go to the theatre and they'd have the smoking curtain?
Yes.
That's going to go out on the 1st of July, so I suppose that's a bit of a shame. But so, vacuum cleaners, which cause 10,000 injuries every year, I perish the thought, why? If people didn't hoover naked, I suppose it wouldn't happen. But that would be, on your scale then, that would be roughly 2 times 4,000, that would be 2 curtains of risk.
Yeah, just over 2 curtains, yeah.
Okay, so what's a really small risk then?
Well, I mean, one good example would be an artist's brush.
How harmful is that then?
Well, in fact, that is how sensitive the data set is, and by that I mean the data we've got only goes down to 1 accident per year in the UK, or in fact 21, because it's only 1 in 21 people covered by the survey. So there's only 60 million people in the country, so that means that you can't have, you know, literally every possible hazard, because if there's no one injured by something in this country,
you can't quantify
then it doesn't figure on the stats. So we can go down to, for example, an airbed poses a risk of exactly 1 centicurtain, pretty much, so 1/100th as dangerous.
How do you injure yourself with an airbed? I mean,
well, I presume
takes
maybe some kind of bouncing,
that.
Or I have actually gone a bit faint trying to inflate them myself from time to time, so I can see how that could result in a falling over.
Right, so what do you think the chances of Downing Street embracing your proposals and us having a warning system based on the curtain level
well,
of risk?
I think that really depends on how much of a fuss we kick up, really, doesn't it?
Are you going to take this to the House of Commons?
Well, we should. I mean, it occurs to me we have a new Premier coming in, don't we? So maybe we should give him the opportunity.
Well, they're really quite... This Swiss government really quite into regulations and things, aren't they? I also noticed that on ROSPA's website that a real hotspot for accidents and damage are in cemeteries, which I think is quite appropriate, really, isn't it? You know, if you're in the right place to injure yourself, because then if it's really fatal, you can just fall into a hole and that's that.
But yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Thank you very much, Joe. It's been great having you on the programme.
Well, thank you.
Joel Veitch from the website rathergood.com talking about how we need to have some kind of quantification of risk so that we can regulate things more appropriately.
Absolutely. And speaking of risks, we have our teaser today.
That's not a risk, is it?
Well, no, there's no risks involved in answering our teaser unless you can stick your phone up your nose or something. But we want to know who developed the scale that's used to measure the strength of an earthquake. I reckon earthquakes are probably measured in terror curtains. We've had a few answers in so far. Alan in Barhill on the right lines, Tony in Westcliff, Linda in Royston, Pat in Sandon, Katie in, apparently, Curtin, Iris in Polchester, and John in Warrington. You're all going in a hat because you've all got it right.